first item of other business is Cumbria Hotel Parcel B Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Cumbria Hotel Parcel B for the construction of a 10,800-square-foot building for office use and other site improvements. At their meeting of October 13, 2021, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final site plan for Cumbria Hotel and Restaurant with parking in the front yard setback. Parcel B was subdivided from the main parcel on September 20, 2022, Plot Book 380, page 20. The parcel is located on the northeast corner of Hood Road and Lexus Lane. This project is also located within the Henlopen Transportation District, TID, and shall be subject to DLDOT's requirements. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 127.13. The zoning is Commercial Residential CR1 Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for final approval.
Okay, anybody have any questions about this one? All right, Mr. Chairman, you already have all the agency approvals, right? You said that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised final site plan for Cumbria Hotel Parcel B.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Cumbria Hotel Parcel B revised final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 2476, Five Points Square preliminary site plan.
Actually, it's a change to that. This is a revised final site plan for the Five Points Square for the construction of a 5,600-square-foot building for the commercial and retail use and other site improvements. At their meeting of March 3, 2005, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final site plan for Five Points Square with parking in the front yard setback. The parking is now existing. Parcel B3 was subdivided from the main parcel on December 12, 2009, Plot Book 139, page 86. The parcel is located on the north side of Marsh Road, Sussex County Road 269B, and the south side of Savannah Road, Sussex County Road 18. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 26.02. The zoning is General Commercial C1 Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised final site plan 24-76, Five Points Square, with final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve site plan 2476, Five Points Square, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 2447, Sunrise Condominiums Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Sunrise Condominiums, proposing six detached condominium structures, stormwater management, parking, and internal roads to be located on 1.2 acres plus or minus. Conditional use number 2497 for multifamily use was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 11th, 2024, through ordinance number 3022. Plan received preliminary site plan approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of August 21, 2024, and was stamped with final approval by P&Z on October 3rd, 2024. The only changes from the previous approved site plan are the removal of the pavilion and gathering area, as well as relocation of the mailbox facility. The property is located on the east side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 0.1 mile north of the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Indian Harbor Villas Drive. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 5.00, Parcel 4.00. The zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, plans are eligible for final approval.
I just have a question on this. So one of our conditions, K, which I thought was a great idea when Bruce made the motion, construction fence shall be erected that is high enough to act as a sufficient barrier for blowing debris. Would that be the turndown fence that they're referencing on the plan? Because the other one, that the detail they're showing is a split rail fence, and that's not going to stop anything.
So
So the construction fencing, if I can assist, would be a temporary measure during construction. But if the commission would like that to be specifically shown as a separate drawing, any approval can be contingent on that being submitted as part of it.
I don't necessarily have to have them do that, or they can come back to you, but I do want to make sure that it does go up, because I thought it was a great idea to put it around the dumpsters and stuff.
Well, they have to comply with it during construction, because if they don't, then they're not going to get COs on the units. So it's, yeah, so we can make that much more clear, though, on the final plan.
I appreciate that. Okay, thank you. Anybody have any issues with the landscaping? It's fine with me. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to S24-47, Sunrise Condominiums, I make a motion to approve the revised final site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the site plan 24-47, Sunrise Condominiums, as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Teodoro and Missy Andrade. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.752 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot will consist of 0.751 plus or minus, and the residual lands will contain 2.137 plus or minus acres. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Brittingham Road, Sussex County Road 455. Minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning code and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 532, map 22.00, parcel 34.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff firm receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Teodoro and Missy Andrade, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a final.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the lands of Teodoro and Missy Andrade's minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jerome and Katharina Stratton. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed parcel A will consist of 1.0102 acres plus or minus. Proposed parcel B will consist of 1.102 acres plus or minus, and proposed parcel C will consist of 1.0102 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands will contain 1.9694 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the east side of Joseph Road, Sussex County Road 281, approximately 1,570 feet south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. Minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 334, map 10.00, parcel 30.07. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Jerome and Katharina Stratton, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve lands of Jerome and Katharina Stratton's minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Benigno Morales, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.168 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.132 acres more or less. And the residual lands shall contain 1.180 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the northeast side of Deer Forest Road, Sussex County Road 565, approximately 1,981 feet southwest, southeast of Oak Road, Sussex County Road 594. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 16, Parcel 40.12. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to the lands of Benigno Morales, I move for approval of a minor subdivision off of a 40-foot easement.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve lands of Benigno Morales minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of King Development LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot A will consist of 0.76 acres more or less. Proposed lot B will consist of 0.75 acres more or less. Lots A and B will have access off the proposed shared access easement. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the proposed shared access road. The residual lands will contain, apologize, I don't know what they're gonna, missing something there. The residual lands will have access off of an existing 30-foot access easement. The property is located on the south side of Brick Granary Road, Sussex County Road 224, approximately 75 feet east of Holly Branch Way. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 7, Parcel 138.01. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. And we're just checking what the residual lands will contain.
0.75.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of King Development LLC, I move for approval of minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve lands King Development LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. That